There is no any other way apart from this peace. Even though it has not been implemented, we say, yes, we have to implement this peace. That is the only possibility for us to survive as a nation. If we descend again to war, I think that will be a terrible alternative where we will no more exist as a nation. I think people are frustrated because of the implementation period has expired, but there should be some other possibilities to renew the implementation period.
You started by speaking to me about a leadership problem in South Sudan. What is the problem?
People in South Sudan, for all these years since independence, have not experienced any servant leadership. We have only those who are bosses, who are ready to command people, but to serve other people is a big problem in this country. So that's why we say the style of our leadership in our country should be that of really a servant leader, the one who serves.
And talking about leaders, President Salva Kiir is your parishioner. What advice do you have for him and his leadership style?
I think since my installation as the Archbishop of Juba, I've gone several times to President Salva Kiir in an effort to make him understand what we as Catholics would like him as a leader to do, as to propose as a servant leader. And I know it is not easy in our country today to be a servant leader, because a servant leader may be surrounded by many people who are not having that intention. And so sometimes we as leaders, we get subsumed with those who are around us.
Your Grace, the situation in South Sudan is very sad. What are people telling you? What do people want?
People are being frustrated because of the situation of lack of peace. And people would like to do business. But you see here, you hear people are being killed on the road to Yumile. And many people are frustrated. South Sudanese would like to really detach themselves from this violent situation. But what can they do? They are indeed frustrated because of lack of just the basic needs, water, other things. And so people are so frustrated. And we do not like our people to be more frustrated. We would like to encourage them to see that at the end of the tunnel, there is only some light, and that light will come one day to South Sudan, I think.
Let us focus on your statement about the light at the end of the tunnel. People in Tombora are not seeing that light. I understand the church has sent a fact-finding mission to Tombora. What is happening in Tombora?
What is happening in Tombora, Yambio, especially Tombora, is a conflict which has really an international dimension. Why? Because we see that according to the local report, the conflict pitted the people of Balanda and Azandi. But when you hear further who are involved in the war fight, you get people from Central Africa, from different other countries who are involved there.
In the backdrop of the slow pace of the implementation of the peace agreement, intercommunal fighting and road ambushes, if you have the opportunity to speak to the various leaders of the groups that signed the revitalized peace agreement, what would you tell them?
I would say, really, there is no option to this peace. People must implement this peace. I think that this is the last chance. If the alternative will be the destruction of we as a young country in this world. And I would still insist on all our leaders, both in the government and in opposition, that they must at least implement this peace. Because the peace that we have has a lot of chapters that are very good. If it is implemented, letter and spirit, I think we will gain a lot of things from this revitalized peace agreement, which has been labored with the help of our international partners and the regional group, EGO. So I think that is the only alternative that we would like to see our leaders focus their eyes on. And I had even spoken to the president. The president himself said he will always opt for peace. And this peace is a matter of life for him. So I think all of us see it difficult, but we can succeed in implementing this peace.